an eyewitness account from New York City on a cold day in December some years ago. A little boy, about 10 years old, was standing before a shoe store on the roadway, barefooted, peering through the window and shivering with cold. A lady approached the young boy and said, "My, but you're in such deep thoughts staring in that window." "I was asking God to give me a pair of shoes," was the boy's reply. The lady took him by the hand, went into the store, and asked the clerk to get a half dozen pair of socks for the boy. She then asked if he could give her a basin of water and a towel. He quickly brought them to her. She took the little fellow to the back of the store and, removing her gloves, knelt down, washed his little feet, and dried them with the towel. By this time, the clerk had returned with the socks. Placing a pair upon the boy's feet, she purchased him a pair of shoes. She tied up the remaining pairs of socks and gave them to him. She patted him on the head and said, "No doubt, you will be more comfortable now." As she turned to go, the astonished kid caught her by the hand and, looking up into her face with tears in his eyes, asked her, "Are you God's wife?" Are you connected to God? Do you accept that you belong and were created by God? This holy encounter that I described in the story was a spontaneous event. It took place when a woman allowed herself to see the glory of God in another person. She didn't look and see a ragamuffin boy who was poor and in people's way. She saw God. And that made it a holy moment because she discovered God within herself. In her generosity and love, she experienced and brought and recognized the presence of God. Are you connected to God? Are you a child of God? Do you live your day as this woman did? See, the spontaneity of her actions is important. We like to believe we can plan and control our relationship with God. I dare say she didn't wake up that morning and say, "Today I'm going to find a boy who needs a pair of shoes." She let it happen. And that's how it is with us. You will find God when you let it happen. But if you keep control of every situation, if you make it something that's for your benefit, that you get something out of it, then you won't find God. God lives in every moment of our lives, but we become so blind, so selfish, so unhappy and afraid that we don't find God. And then we say, "Well, he must not be here." I assure you, God is present in every moment. And if you allow it, you will be able to find God, discover God in you and in others, God among us. We sang, "O come, Emmanuel." Come, God with us, in us. And if we choose that, then we make every moment holy because we allow God to be alive in our lives. There are no doubt many people who live through great difficulties, who are unhappy and disappointed with what life has dealt them, and with good reason. But But that doesn't mean God isn't alive. It doesn't mean he can't be present. It doesn't mean that he can't help us to overcome those difficulties, to move past them. We listen to our gospel story. In the beginning, there was the Word. There was Jesus. He was with God, and then he comes to be with us, to help us discover him in us. And if we are open to that reality, our lives change. They become miracles of the holy, of the presence of God. We come together this morning to celebrate Christmas when we move closer each time to being able to realize God is in every person. See, we too often see what's on the surface, and we see what divides us and separates us and makes us uncomfortable. But that's not where God is. God is deep in us. He's in the very nature of who we are. We are created in his image. And when we allow ourselves to discover God in us, then we will find God in other people. But if we don't find God in ourselves, if we stand in front of the mirror and criticize who we are and what we look like and what we have and how things aren't good enough, then that's what we see when we look out at other people. Faults, things to be criticized, judgments to be made. But today, we are given the message again. And we say, oh, come. Come, not because God isn't here, he's already here, but come to my realization. Awaken me to the glory of God that is in me and in others. May this day and all our coming days be holy moments of God's presence. May we sing and celebrate and have communion with one another and make God alive in the way we treat each other this day and in the coming days. And then truly, we will understand the depths of the words and the message to which we are called, that God loves us, loves each one of us. We need to stop looking at our failures and faults, our sins and mistakes. They keep us from God. We need to look at the reality that he loves us, and it doesn't matter what our sins are. He forgives them. He looks beyond them. He loves you. He cares about you. Have you ever had anyone love you so much that even when you turned away and couldn't find a place for him in your hearts, he still loved you? That's what God does with us. And what a blessing and gift it is, my brothers and sisters. So we come with joy to sing with gladness in our hearts, to celebrate God's eternal presence, to be with us forever. May we truly make this a change in our lives, that we discover the glory of God in us and in each other in our celebration today. We pray that in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.